Alrighty, well, welcome everybody again to ICANN lesson number 9. And I am really, really hoping that you gleaned as much, not only as I did, but as I put in my text. And by the way, I apologize for sending that text so late. I had that typed up and was ready to send it at lunchtime today. And for some reason, I do not know why my phone went goofy. And so it kept coming back saying, oh, can't send it. So I do like to remind everybody well in advance. And so less than an hour is not my typical protocol. But it took me that far to get into a cell phone zone. So lesson 9. Let's talk about it. What'd you guys glean? And how were you able to apply it? Or what, again, as William and Michael said, and as I would completely reiterate and add, this one kicked me right in the fanny. And every time I listen to it, it kicks me in the fanny. Or read it. Because it's so simple, and yet so often we forget the level of commitment that we have to make.
Yeah. Dance, this is Sandy. I'm not
Sandy.
Fun to start, but I don't know. I think we've all had the experience. You sit in church with, usually I sit with, you know, these other people, and you hear a sermon, you're like, that sermon was for me. That's the way this lesson hit me. This one was really for me. And to act on the thought, no more words or thoughts, action becomes a habit to sell, to overthink. So I took some action this week from reading that. Do you want me to go on? I don't want to hog the whole call.
Yeah. Give us an example of what action you took.
I have had several occasions, as everybody has, I'm sure, where I've had a prospect. I sent an email to them that, you know, to kind of get their interest, tell them a little about McKen, send a couple little videos. And then have an agreement. I'll get back with them in 2 days or whatever and get their opinion. And they take the coward's way out and send you a text saying, thanks, not interested, which I consider a coward's way instead of just speaking in person. I'm sorry, I'm old-fashioned, but anyway. So I'll just always say, not knowing what to say, I'll be like, well, thank you anyway. And I thought, no, I am not doing that. I don't mean it, and I don't want to do this. So I create a little paragraph on the computer and edit it, and then I sent back a text to the kind of like, well, it's always a disappointment when people don't want to learn anything. And then I appreciate that you took the time to look at it, and I will be available if you change your mind. So it's not a whole lot, but it's better than just, yeah, okay, well, you know, whatever. And then I looked at some people at Jazzercise that I've been thinking about, some gals for a long time, and I'm like, well, whatever. If they reject, they reject. It won't be your first or last time. So I approached a couple people based on that to just not stall, not overthink, just do. So not setting the world on fire, but it's a good step for me.
Well, and that, you know, that level of commitment, Sandy, I completely agree with you that when somebody responds that way, as, you know, what do you do? Well, we can't get offended, but at the same time, we have to look at that third part of the mantra, that my ICANN attitude allows me to teach other people something. And that's a tricky, fun situation when they respond back to a text when you had a dialogue going on. And I like the way you address it as that's the, you know, the college, you know, the wimpy way out. But you move on.
Mm-hmm.
You don't take offense to it.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Thanks, Sandy.
Sure. Thank you.
Vance, this is Ann.
Go ahead, Ann.
We are hosting a HBMST up here in Concord, New Hampshire in March, and I've been kind of lollygagging on approaching some people. And when I listened to Lesson 9 about the negative neutralizing the positive, you know, first you think, okay, I should call this person because they could benefit from it, and then I say, oh, well, they probably wouldn't want to go. That, I was doing that all last week, and I thought, oh my goodness, I'm making it neutral. It hasn't gone away. It's still there, the positive thought, but it's neutralized, so there's no action. So it forced me to play the game, to, you know, call my card, call my people, and say, hey, we're doing this. This would be great. I've done it many times. I think you'll benefit. And I had two definite responses, two positive sign-ups. And, I mean, I it, like, shocked me because they right away said, okay, I'll go. So it was kind of weird, but, you know, it worked really well. And I'm just going to try not to go and be in a neutral. I like to be, you know, going forward all the time in drive, you know. So it helped a lot.
You know, and Ann, that brings up a really valid point, is that we get to use the Nikan incentives, and Marty really, really hammered on that. And by the way, if any of you missed Ruth Lowe on Saturday, that's why Ruth and Robert Lowe are going to Italy as part of Team Kaizen, is because exactly what Marty was talking about, utilizing the incentives and making the commitment. And I won't spoil what Ruth was able to do, Ruth and her team, but Ruth and her team will be sharing this Saturday as a follow-up to what she shared. I mean, the amount of volume they created in a very short amount of time was just unbelievable. But it was that commitment and using the incentives. What are Nikan's incentives right now? Well, we've got a whole new, as Ann's talking about, HBM, and that when people register for it, it's a game changer. And then the other incentives are, you know, the Kinko pad, or excuse me, the Kinko ground. Sorry. I looked at it as a pad, but the Kinko ground. Using the incentives to our advantage. So, and I have to ask, these two people that you contacted, customers or not, or consultants?
One is a consultant, and one is a customer.
Okay.
And then I contacted two others, same thing, another new consultant, and another one who's a customer. So I'm hoping they'll agree to come as well.
Okay. And do you want to explain to the group, in case we missed the announcement, of what it costs somebody to attend and what happens as a result?
Sure. If you register, you have to register for $99. And Nikan, if you complete and graduate from the class, that is, you stay through the whole class, Nikan will reward you 100 points toward Nikan bucks to be able to use at your discretion afterwards. But you have to stay for the whole class.
So basically, you're paying $100 and you're getting $100 worth of product.
Right.
You're getting a several hundred dollar training.
Plus, they are giving you 100 points in PV, not CV, but if you're a consultant, you get 100 points in PV for the sign-up, which, you know, can add to your monthly volume, which I was very surprised to hear.
Well, that's even better.
Sure.
Thank you. And I like the way you're approaching that with this, with HBM, because if we go back 12, 15, 20 years ago, the amount of people going through that course, that it's a game changer to allow people to experience, because nobody else is doing anything like that. Not only in the network marketing industry, but also in regular corporate America. Nobody does a class like that, period. They just don't. You hear that over and over and over. Okay, who else? Lesson 9.
This is Rita.
Go ahead, Rita.
I like the fact that he brought up the two opposing thoughts cancel each other out, and you need to take action to bring things back into balance.
So give us a specific. Why was that? Why did that resonate with you, Rita?
Well, if you've got a negative thought and a positive thought, they whack each other out, so it doesn't work.
So how do you get the positive one to trump the negative?
By taking some kind of an action.
Okay.
For example, calling someone or something like that. You know, taking a step forward in a positive direction rather than keep letting the two minds battle it out. Yes, I can. No, I can't.
I have written in my notes, and maybe you shared it with me, Rita. I don't know where I got it from, but path, not intent, determines destination. So we have to create the path, or as our pastor says, it's the direction, not the perfection, but the direction of our life. Once we get things in motion, and when we do that, that's exactly what, I think that's the prevailing theme that really we walk away with in this lesson, is that when we make that decision, just like Marty's analogy, I'm calling Mary tonight at 7 o'clock, regardless. Period. And when we do that, or sometimes it means sending a text, but calling is a much better way to do it. Thank you, Rita. Who else? Go ahead.
First, I have to tell you about the mantra. Did I have an aha? I've been really good on doing the lessons, and I was doing really good with the mantra, doing it 5 times. But because I was so frustrated about trying to memorize it, you know, I kind of slipped away. And I have to tell you, I didn't do it this whole week until yesterday. I didn't even look at it because I thought, oh, it doesn't make any difference. And I sat down and I thought, I'm just going to do this. You know, so I did it 2 or 3 times last night. Today, I accomplished more than I have accomplished in a week and a half. And I thought, oh, my gosh, that mantra really works. So it just kind of pulled in. We don't realize how much that is a part of our not conscious, but subconscious. I was amazed. I had to share that. And ditto to everybody, you know, yes, that's what I always wondered, why I would have a positive and a negative and I couldn't go anywhere. I mean, that was an aha for me. And when he shared at the bottom that when Meekin started with the Mr. Masuda, it was a movement that did something to my very being. I mean, I could actually feel and remember when Meekin started, and that's exactly what it was. It was a movement.
Excellent. Thank you, Tuki. There was a question that just popped in my head before I forget. When you take the time to go through the mantra, Is it while you or like today you said you did it? Was it while you were driving at home?
Oh
with
no,
no distractions.
Yeah, no, I did it last night, and then this morning, and there was no distractions. And I was amazed. I did this morning, and I was amazed. Gosh, what just happened to me today? And the only thing different was the mantra.
Yeah.
So thank
yeah.
you very much.
No. It's a really, really powerful force, especially when it comes down to making that decision to recite it daily. Make it part of our lives, because we'll find things that otherwise we didn't when we say it. Larry, you want to chime in? I really enjoyed our conversation last night regarding this lesson. And do you want to share with the group what you shared with me?
Man, I tell you, my mind's almost just a minute here. Oh, I was already open. I didn't know I was on.
You're good to go now.
Yeah, well, I don't even remember what it was. Really, my life has been pretty hectic. I've been shepherding my wife through what you would call a traumatic experience, I guess, but she's doing really well, and I'm finding out the system is kind of set up to... would you believe it? Get money out of the government. But anyway, I've had a little hard time staying on task, but I did read both of the lessons this week, and I got through them. And do you want to refresh my memory of what you're referring to, or should I just talk on something else?
No, I think the biggest thing was, Larry, when you... talked about, Larry and I were processing, because Larry writes really well, really good emails to his customers, but what Marty talked about is did he really use the term follow-up, but we can do great things sending a text, sending an email, or even calling people and leaving a message, but until we follow up. And that's what Larry and I were discussing last night, is that follow-up. We owe it to people to follow up, especially if we send them an email with a link, because that type of commitment is what could change everything entirely. We
okay.
do have to do the follow-up. So
I get it now. Yeah, I get what you're saying now, Vance. I'll add a couple cents worth. Yeah, I've been pretty good on sending out messages to our customer base, and we've got about 55, I think, that we send messages to, and I'm always, kind of hoping that it will kick somebody loose so they can respond, and it did, because I combined it with my wife's situation and how well she was recuperating and had toted a whole bunch of Nican products down to the hospital and got approval to use them in rehab, and it has been working really well for her. But the responses I kept getting back this week were, oh, gee, we didn't know about your wife, or we're glad she's doing well, but there was nothing about the fact that I attached a 7-minute video about the grounding system. And so it became apparent after reading this lesson that, I've kind of been missing a key thing, which is make that phone follow up with the email or the text. Don't just wait for them to call back. I think that's what you were talking about.
Yeah, no, and it's crucial, because in our culture today, we get bombarded with so many things. And sending a message that really is that we care is following up with a phone call, with a text, but making contact with people. What about that? Let's talk about the homework. This is, as Marty said, this establishing and going for our number five, auto ship customers. I'm curious, not only with that, but also previous homework. Have we been able to turn things on when the homework assignment is to be aggressive, or maybe for some of us, maybe not so aggressive because it's more natural, but to actually build the customer base? How are we doing with that?
Hey, Vance, this is Jeannie.
Go ahead, Jeannie. Jeannie first, then Tyra.
This is really good about follow-up, too, because I have a customer who just started with Jade Greentime. And I sold her one that I had, and then she went in and registered as a customer and put me as the customer name because she was sending it to me. So I had to call to straighten that out. But now I need to follow up with her, and I've sent texts, but I need to call her. And so this will help to create that, you know, create that authorship, is getting on the phone with her. So the follow-up is really, really huge, and putting forth the action. Because I'm still working on, well, probably always will be working on gathering the authorship customers and keeping them informed and that kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure that Brody and Dave Johnson is so generous to continue sending down the updated list. I'm almost positive, because I think I listened to it. Brody did one of his Thursday calls on the Jades. Okay.
Yes.
And is this customer already heard that presentation?
Yes. I sent that to her in the beginning because she was interested in something green. And all the other ones that she's tried are nasty. And so I said, well, you have to try this one because I think it's fabulous. So she did.
That's so well. Okay.
She has the information. I sent her all that. And I'm just following up to see how she's doing with it. So it's been about 10 days now since she had started it.
Okay. Excellent. Thanks, Jeannie. Tyra.
Oh, hi, Vance. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay. Follow-up is conversation I have. It seems to never be enough time to follow up, but the Thursday before the big event, last Saturday was the big event. The Thursday before that, I believe it was, my sponsor, Lois in Oakland, and my sister, Bobby, had a preview in Lois's home. And I invited my brother, my niece, my sister, and about 8 people showed up for that event. And one of the, my sister invited her, a friend of ours, Miss Evelyn's 80, I think she might be 83, and her daughter, Jackie, came. And Jackie has had major issues with health challenges, stroke, MS, diabetes. And so she has, my brother had to help her into the house because of the steps, but she was able to sample products, KVB, Jade Green, and even use the grounding blanket. Margie Kalalui was from Florida, and they had 2 blankets, so she was able to use the blanket. Margie put Pymag water on her hand that was in a fist after the stroke. It stays, you know, balled in a fist, her hand, and putting the water on her hand and letting her use the blanket for about 15 minutes, her hand just opened. And everyone
wow.
there was just in shock. But her mother, Miss Evelyn, has had a history of cancer, and cancer's come back, but the mother's taking care of the daughter, but they're just awesome people that I care about and would like to make a difference with. So out of that event, my sister and I did a 3-way with Jackie just so I could hear from Jackie what happened. I was in New Jersey here. when the event was in Oakland. And that conversation was just extraordinary. She told me she only went to the event because she wanted to see my sister. She hadn't seen my sister in so long. So when she got the invite, she says, "Oh, I'm going because I want to see Bobby." She had no idea what it was Meekin, what Meekin was, nothing. But she said, "You can't tell me now about that water, that Pimac water." And so it's just, for me, three ways are ongoingly. I just work to do three ways with as many people as I can, because each conversation is a new and different conversation. It gives them an opportunity to learn something that they didn't hear in the first conversation. So that's how I look at it, as continuing to educate and train and develop the customer, and the customer can turn into a consultant, and that has happened for me. With that big event last Saturday, I didn't think I had enough time to call very many people. I called 25 people before the call that day, and the three responses I got were from a cousin in Illinois who has used the product, a neighbor across the street who has used the product, both, I say, in the last year, but neither one of them ever expressed an interest in the business. And after that call, they both, I talked to each of them for over an hour, and they both were blown away just by listening to that call, and they both expressed an interest in wanting to be a consultant now. I was just floored. So, thanks, I Can't Attitude Class. Amazing.
Well, and again, Tyra, I really, really like the fact that you drive home the point that three-way call and utilizing an event like that, a live Zoom. And I love the fact that not only is it recorded, and that's where I've had fun, is sending the recording to people. And I put a little teaser with it and simply stated that this was the best overview of Meekin from so many different points, because I love Rick's energy. I mean, you can't go wrong with Rick Murphy's energy. But and then to go right into Dr. Lendner's presentation, which he validated his own presentation by talking about giving it at the hospital 2 days prior, and the comments, the feedback he got, and then you throw in Ruth Lowe and Ben Woodward, and I was like, wow. And it's for me, it wasn't the celebrity status of it. It was the honesty and the heart that was represented in all four individuals.
Absolutely.
And so that's where the feedback comes from, people being able to send it. And I love the fact that you said, you know, there wasn't the interest in the business before, and yet now there is, because it really wasn't ever presented so much as a business. It was simply, this is what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And so, excellent, Tyra. Thank you. Anyone else want to chime in here? We are approaching that 6:35 mark for those of us on the West Coast. Any other thoughts at all?
Vance, this is Jeannie again.
Go ahead.
On this week's homework, it talks about get behind any company incentive and get familiar with the benefits. And remember our commitment to our customers, that it's our privilege to call them, text them, meet with them, and explain what is new. And this is something that I still haven't done with several of my customers. And so that was like, oh, my goodness, because the grounding pad is so amazing. And so I think the ICANN class is like a permanent fixture, seems to be.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
as these reminders, you know, because it's phenomenal. So,
yeah,
wanted to add that.
Thank you, Jeannie. And again, I can't reiterate enough. All of us have, you know, if we look back, whether we've been in Meekin a few months or a few years or a decade or more, we've got contacts out the wazoo, and the concept of grounding is so ginormous. And the effects of this product are just wonderful. I did share, I think it was on Saturday, 2 weeks for me literally simulating the same effects of coffee, sitting with my bare feet on that every morning. Absolutely love it. Just absolutely love it. So take advantage of this. Lesson 10 coming up. This, I keep saying this, or I've said it before. This one, when it comes to focus, this one is liberating for me. And I don't even have to look at my notes, but I just, that whole concept of calm down to speed up, is that when we stop and do things methodically and go, okay, let's map this out, rather than in a panic, you know, hurried up, as sometimes our world can get caught up in that. But I think this is going to be one of those that really, really, just like the last one, really kind of hits us right between the eyes. I do also want to throw this out. I've talked to some of you individually that not this coming Saturday, but next. I believe that is the, what day is that? That is February 2nd. So Super Bowl weekend. I would like several of you, and if you really are itching to share something, then please be ready to do it. On Saturday morning, on February 2nd, I would like you to share why the ICANN program was so beneficial to you this session, because we will regroup as soon as we're finished and start it up again. And as I said last week, please be thinking of somebody you'd like to invite to join. As I look down the list, as we do roll call at the beginning, I'm thinking, what happened to that person? They were really committed at first, and they made a couple calls at the beginning, and now they're not here. So I want to thank all of you that are still with us and still doing the homework, doing what it takes to make it happen, because it's so beneficial doing the full 12 weeks. So, on that note, any other...
This is Vera.
Thank you, Vera.
You can hear me, huh? Have you guys put me back?
Go ahead, Vera, I'm sorry.
No, I'm loving this ICANN attitude, because I'm getting my attitude back to normal and back together and how it's supposed to be. So it's really helpful. I appreciate everyone. It is helpful. I get to be doing more calls now, and my health improving because of the product. I've been on a path, over a week now, and I just see things that are really improving in my health. So I really like this. But thank you, guys.
Well, it's a privilege to be doing this with you, Vera. Trust me.
Thank you.
All righty. Well, hey, and again, just as a reminder, Ruth Lowe, I don't remember the exact numbers, but I wanted to say she went from, what was it, 17,000 in volume on the 30th of December to 30,000. On the 31st, and she shared last Saturday what happened to make that happen, but it was really her team. She has two or three people in Chicago and one in Wisconsin, and Ruth is in San Diego, and the team rallied together. So either all of those ladies, I think they're all ladies, are going to be sharing this Saturday what they did to create so much volume in such a short amount of time. So a call that you won't want to miss. Alrighty. And if you missed last Saturday, you'll want to catch that recording. So, well, thank you again, everybody. Really, really appreciate, and looking forward to continuing, especially this next lesson. I think you're going to find it really fascinating. And if you haven't, as I said before, if you haven't been able to memorize, please make that commitment to yourself. Because once you do, as Tukey shared, and you get to the point where you're reciting it, it really is a game changer for life. So, have a pleasant evening, everybody, those of you who have an evening left, and I look forward to talking with you Saturday morning, and then, of course, next Tuesday night. Thanks again, everybody. Good night.